Okay, well, we're getting ready to get started. All board members are back in the room, and the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as the lead for your hearing, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. You're praying for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency is going to reference the community supervision revocation. Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Nicole Danielle Green, 153488.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, Honorable Louis Canoris. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and also represents the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, the thing that I had assigned.
Right, and it tells you the date of the hearing, and it also lists some of the rights that you have?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Alrighty. So now I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ma'am, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And if we determine they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true, false, or I'm going to allow you to plead the Fifth Amendment on that. There's some indication that there's some police report out there, may or may not be pending charges, but because that's there at this time, we offer you the opportunity to plead the Fifth because it's a recorded hearing. Anything you say could be brought up and used against you in the court of law. So you understand that, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so allegation number one is a violation of those on condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your hitting another person in the face on or about May 30th, 2018 at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale, Arizona. Is that true, false, or do you want to plead the Fifth?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admission of Ms. Green, I'm going to need to find that she was delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that she may have lapsed or without the lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canoris, moved by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, since we found that you were delinquent and violated your terms, we're going to move into phase two. Before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. Mr. Westby.
On April 18, 2018, Ms. Green was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested May 30, 2018 by Glendale PD on misdemeanor charge of DV assault. She was back in DOC custody May 31, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of November 15th, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, two counts, each for 1 year. Also 2017, theft of means of transportation, 1 year, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2000, theft, 1 year. 2000, disorderly conduct, 1.5 years. 2003, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. 2006, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is her fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS release completion 6 months. 2003, TIS release completion 4 months. 2006, TIS release completion 2 months. Participatory violations are moderate. Other arrests. 1999, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2002, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2012, drug paraphernalia, Kansas, felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G3B4. I do have status of charges from Senior Parole Officer Osborne, dated June 18, 2018, that states above offender's charges are still pending for one count of misdemeanor DV, and she has a court date of June 18, 2018. There's no status on that court date that, of course, passed, so I would, it looks like the charges would still be pending.
Thanks, Chair. Okay, Ms. Green, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. Your pre-approved reside at TLC at 132 South Robeson Road in Mesa upon your release. And on April 21st, 2018, you were discharged from the program due to your seizure disorder and inability to work. Then on the 21st of April 2018, you were approved to move in with your daughter in Kingman. So, and you were directed to report back to Mesa Regional Parole Office on the 23rd of April. Wow. You were denied permission to continue living at the residence in Kingman Parole Office by the Kingman Parole Office because those proposed sponsor was feeling threatened by the offender. So then on April 25th, 2018, you were placed into the V-Ray RCBM program located at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale, Arizona. And so that's where you were living when you had this problem with DV?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that happened at the V-Ray, not at somebody else's house, right?
No, it happened at V-Ray.
Okay. So tell us what happened, if you wish.
There's a lot of things still going on, and there's a lot of animosity going on in the house, and I don't know. She came at me the wrong way, and I hit her. I know I shouldn't have, and I've worked on my temper for so long that I don't know what came above me or came over me. Maybe it's the stress. I don't know, but I know that I was in the wrong, and I shouldn't have done that because I should be still out there working my program and not sitting in here because I was doing good out there.
Okay. Well, so that you hit this other person several times. Do you remember how many times you hit her in the face?
No, I do not, sir. I kind of blacked out.
Kind of went into a rage. That's not good. Do you have trouble with anger management?
No, like I said, I've been working on that, and I don't know what came over me. But that is not me. I'm not a violent type. Like I said, with all the stress and stuff, I think I just snapped. I don't know, but I'm sorry for what I've done.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you're out?
I was supposed to go to SSI. They have a court date for me, so I can start getting my Social Security because I'm SMI.
Okay. All right, so it says that you referred a task, the Colored Day program, and you were ivory, that you failed to test on the 21st of May of 2020.
Yeah, because I missed it. Because in free break, they test you all the time. Like, you're constantly getting tested. You're constantly getting breathalyzer tests. And I had forgot to check in, and I forgot to look on the board that day, and that was so happened to be my day to test, so I called my parole officer immediately and asked him if I could test that later on that day, or the next day, I think it was. And he said, yeah, that's fine. So I immediately went down there and tested and came up clean. All my UAs have come up clean.
Right, well, that was the 22nd. Now, it says that on the 25th, you provide a urine specimen as part of your intake, and it was positive for meth, amphetamine, and amphetamines and barbiturates.
The barbiturates is because of my seizure pills that I'm on. I was dirty for meth, I'll admit that. But I learned my lesson there, because that was totally stupid of me. But the barbiturates are because of my meds. I had to be booked into, or not booked, I had to go to CBI, or it's a, what do you call it? Like a treatment center to, oh my goodness, I can't think of the name, or the, it's like when you're coming down off of heroin or coming down off of all these drugs.
A detox center.
And they wanted to see if the barbiturates were actually my medicine or if I was taking barbiturates. Well, it proved to be that it was my medicine. It's Dilantin that I take. They test positive for barbiturates.
Okay. So it says that you used the meth on the way down from back to Mesa.
Yeah.
And that was, that looks like it's on the 25th is when you had that positive of
yes.
Alcohol. But then when you tested a month later in May, you were clean. So you're still clean?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's what I said. It was stupid of me to even do anything like that. I don't know what I was thinking.
I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions from my fellow board members. Ma'am, when we're at the end of your hearing, the board will be going to discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would like. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision. We ask that you don't repeat information you've already given us, okay?
Okay. Well, I go now?
Yes.
Oh, I would just ask if you reinstate me, I'd like to be out there to finish my programs because I was doing so good in them. All my counselors were very proud of me. I went from a phase one to a phase two. I have no problems with drugs. It was a stupid thing that I messed up on. And I just hope that you guys give me a chance.
Okay.
I got accepted for another halfway house to Traditions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. The board will be going to discussion and make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we're not. We'll be discussing your case. We ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent while we complete our discussion and make a determination. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. This is board is now in discussion. Well, it seems that Ms. Green let her anger slip, I would say, what caused it, what happened. She didn't abscond or anything, and it sounds like the movement back and forth to Kingman overall was not a problem other than the fact that she used meth when she was coming back. But in new ways, we found that she's running pretty clean since, which is a good thing. But with the background she has, with a lot of problems with drugs over the years, and the anger, and actually punching somebody in the face, I'm not thinking she's a good candidate for return to human supervision at this time, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there's any discussion. Okay, so those are all the information on board number 2010W1574. Ms. Marine's testimony and information from Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to community supervision of Ms. Green as she was delinquent, violated terms of conditional supervision, and had lapses and bad lapses in the criminal ways of opening, specifically the use of methamphetamine and the assault. May I have a memo?
Second.
Agreed.
Second by myself, seconded by Mr. Colonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Green, the board has voted to revoke community supervision at this time. We would like you to take the remaining time and, you know, see if you can get some, probably good to get some MA and some, maybe some AA classes going, you know, go to some meetings. But make yourself a good plan so that when you get out, you won't relapse, and that you can be successful. Get your Social Security taken care of, and hopefully you'll be able to be a success and not be back into the Department of Corrections, and we won't have to see you here again. Understand?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, we wish you all the luck in the world, and this will hinder your hearing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said this will end your hearing. We wish you luck, but this will end your hearing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.